So, little gem, which packs a lot of force, full of valuable information. Sir John would be a good study this morning. The elder to the beloved Gaius, my love and truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly that when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have bore witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we may become fellow workers for the truth. I wrote this church. But Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not deceive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God. But he who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from all, and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. I have many things to write, but I did not wish to write to you with pen and ink. But I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. So that's about it, Sir John. Yes, we're done. Oh, there's so much in Sir John. In fact, the whole Word of God is so very precious, isn't it? Yes, it is. The elder. So, we know that Apostle John was in his later years when he wrote this to the beloved Gaius. King James Version says, well beloved Gaius. Gaius was a kind of a common name, like Carl, I suppose, or whatever common name we have among this society. Probably not as common as Muhammad elsewhere. There's lots of many Muhammads. We don't know a whole lot about Gaius. In fact, nothing more is known of him. But he was very highly to be commended, as the apostle will bring out. Commended for his character and his tender attachment. Romans 16:23. Who would like to read that? Romans 16:23.
Gaius spoke to me, and the whole church greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you, and Portus, the brother.
So that was one particular Gaius mentioned there. What about 1 Corinthians 1:15?
That no one would say you were baptized in my name. I'm sorry, did I get that? 14, 15? All right, would you read that, Mark?
Baptize none of you except Cyprus and Gaius, so that no one would say, you are baptized in my name.
Yes. You don't want to be baptized into someone's name, and we surely don't want to carry their name when it comes to religious matters at all. Acts 20, verse 4. And this is probably the Gaius whom the apostle is addressing. Gaius of Derbe. Acts 20, verse 4. Sure.
And he was accompanied by Sopater of Berea, the son of Pyrrhus, and by Aristarchus, of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and Tychicus, and Trophimus of Asia.
So we know that this is a Gaius work. Which one is most likely the one of Derbe? Beloved, I pray that you may prosper and be may prosper in all things and be in health. Literally, in the King James, it reads, wish above all things. A strong and earnest desire. This word is used in Acts 27, 29. Anybody want to look that up? Acts 27, 29 and 2 Corinthians 13, 9. Pray for day to come. Here's your ship. You want it to stay intact, which it didn't. They prayed for the dawn. Did that mean day to come? Okay. What version is that? Just curious. The New King James. Okay. 2 Corinthians 13:9.
For we know in part and we prophesy in part.
2 Corinthians 13:7-9, please. 2 Corinthians 13:7-9.
Now we pray to God that you do no wrong, not that we ourselves may appear approved, but that you may do what is right, even though we should appear unapproved. For we do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. For we are jealous when ourselves are weak, but when you are strong, this we also pray for, that you may be made.
Isn't that a wonderful group of words? That the others may be strong, even though we appear weak. How unselfish. The soul prospers, leads in a good way, prospers on their journey. First Corinthians 16:2. Read that. First Corinthians 16:2.
On the first day of every week, let each one of you put aside and save as he may prosper, that no collection be made when I come.
Storing up as they may prosper, so the Lord does definitely bless us. And a Christian's obligation is to return that to the Lord's work. Can't speak for others, but it's certainly very important to give of one's means. And 1 Corinthians 16:2. Oh, sorry. Saber just read that. So, one is to walk in truth, adhere steadfastly to truth, the truthful journey of one's life. Have you associated much with people who are of a different persuasion, who don't necessarily deal with the truth as we do here? Does it, do you have? Yes. I was at a job and asked the lady there, it's a big, huge building there in Springfield. Notice some pictures in your lobby there. Why is one baptized? That's an interesting question. And I didn't expect her to be very knowledgeable, but the idea that I received from her was that baptism wasn't all that important. But that's what I had gathered from that conversation. To walk in the way of truth is a very essential, of course. Who are we to add anything to the Word? Anything you want to say, go right ahead. Conversation is highly encouraged. Your input is valuable. Sometimes the speakers can be offensive to others, going too far in condemning others. Remember this one class? It was actually a talk that the man gave. And Mrs. Lambright, she jumped up from her chair. Bill, how can you say that? I love some people over there. I can't believe that you're speaking this way. And then she ran out. She later said that she shouldn't have done that. But sometimes the truth hurts others, those who don't necessarily see it clearly. And on the job, we have to kind of watch ourselves, don't we? Now, the apostle wrote to the young men, I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Well, maybe at that state, one can think that they've overcome the wicked one, but there's so much to come that you're going to be tested and tried to see if you're true. You're going to work with godless people, with godless concepts and words and blasphemies and horrible things that are said. And you can't preach to them. Of course, there are many admonitions in the Bible that say, do not reprove a scoffer. those who reprove a fool get dishonor for themselves. And this town is no exception. Where I work is a person who could be deemed a transvestite. She is so much like a guy and a likable person. Yes. So am I just going to pour out the word and say the Lord detests us, that this is perverted? Why? What good does that do? There are other approaches. If this person is going to have any chance of changing, it's not going to be hellfire. She's already been told that anyway, she told me. Is that person going to be called a he by me? Although that's what some are doing. I'd like to be called doctor. Am I a doctor? No. No. I'd like to be 18 again. Yes, I'm a teenager. Call me a teenager. And DMV, I want my license to read that I am 18 years old. You must do it. Actually, I don't want to be 18 again. No. When you experience life, the retirement years look pretty good. So, came across one man who said retirement isn't all that it's cracked up to be. That was his opinion. That was his wife. But like my sister, she said, it's great. Anyone who's retired, they have their own story. Well, what's it like? Anybody want to say? Is retirement great? Yes? No? Maybe? It's what you make it. Thank you, Catwoman. That was just fun. Diane has many. Did you care for cats? Yes, Carol?
You're not really retired from life. It's just look at it from different angles and from different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Which way you hope you haven't retired from life.
One good thing you can say about retirement, maybe, is it gives you more time for the work of the Lord. More time to visit others. Really perturbed me that I didn't see Eldon. Even Jerry back then. Anyone else? But we're not to grieve as those who have no hope. As we know what the word says, it is better to pass from the Lord. I mean, that person, whoever has passed from the Lord, is in a good, great position. We have a new parts runner, and what I do is heating and air conditioning, you know, commercial side. And he is Catholic. So, got to deal with that. Breaking into this issue of Catholicism. One good step might be for him to talk with Larry. Larry's been through that. My mother has been Catholic. There was a great 57-yard field goal made yesterday. College football's great. 57 yards, he booted it through the uprights. And then he goes, Does that mean a cross? Anyone? Yes? It appears to be a cross. Is that the idea? Father, Son, Holy Spirit? Good. So in verse 3 Third John. The brethren is not immediately clear to know who these brethren were, but the apostle rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you. The truth. Is there anything better than what is actual, what is true? And is there anything worse than a lie? We know that many there are through the Word who believe in the lie. You know what the lie is. Whatever is not truthful and believed in is the lie. I spent some time with Jehovah's Witnesses just to see what they're about. I don't think it's a great transgression. Well, it's not a transgression at all. That's when Larry went and talked to the Muslim women over there in Jerusalem. Go ahead. You can break the borders. Find out. Sounds out for sure that they're that way that they believe in is not the way of truth. I walked in the Bible into one of their assemblies. I walked with the Bible into one of their assemblies, and the elder at the front said, "We're not studying the Bible today." What are they studying? Of course, the watchtower, the writings of people, and the pictures. I think there are people who love literature. They like literature. Well, all the literature that's needed is this, the way of truth, the way of the Lord. Gaius knew that there was a truth out there, but errors abound, and there are many false teachers. On that NASA channel, there was the Pope talking to people in ISIS space station. That's a double whammy, if you ask me. I don't believe in either one of them. NASA or Catholicism. Don't believe in NASA? They can pull off some very spectacular things. That gets off into a different subject. Second John 4-9. I rejoice greatly that I found some of your children walking in the truth as we received commandment from the Lord. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. Sometimes in the church, it seems like there's provocation that there's not much love there. Haven't seen it so much here, but there was a couple who came here talking about members who would buy a new car. Well, turns out the same couple was at a congregation at Albany when I got a new car. It was a lease deal. I was going to commute from Eugene to Albany, and it was more feasible to put payments into a car lease, which is not a good idea, than to pay for the gas. But what concern is that of another? Whether somebody buys a new car, whatever they do, it's not anyone's business, but yet that person surely wanted to say there and here about Christians who buy a new car. You might have seen the like scenarios. There are people in the church. Not so much as back then that Paul had to deal with. Then after 14 years, I went again to Jerusalem with Barnabas. And I went up by revelation and communicated to them that gospel, which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of the circumcision. Lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And Dad, can I borrow some of your water? And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty which we had in Christ Jesus. Liberty in Christ Jesus, isn't that a wonderful thing? And we don't have spies. We're not under persecution. It's just great. We don't have those who come in number to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour. That the truth of the gospel, there it is again, the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who seem to be something, and you might have the same disposition as I do, and as Paul does, but from those who seem to be something, whatever they were, makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no one. We all know that everyone living will face the Lord in judgment. And there is no fear in judgment, because perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So the truth is what matters. There was a girl at the pharmacy where Ted works. I was talking to her about the church, and that we add nothing. We take, it's not a slogan. It's not a slogan at all. We add nothing to the Word. We take nothing away from the Word. She said then, you want it to be more pure. Yes, pure. Because if it's not pure, something's wrong. If we can't give a scripture for everything we do, there's a problem with that. She said, well, it doesn't, she didn't have an attitude. She said, well, it doesn't say that we can't do it. Everyone is probably, Marie, okay? Everyone has probably run into that. It doesn't say we can't do it. Yeah, at the gas station, it doesn't say we can't drink it either. My little children, he says, the aged apostle. The apostle was looked up to as a father. Is it okay spiritually to call anyone a father? We know what it says in Matthew 13. Don't call anyone your spiritual father in heaven. Do we see it a lot? Oh yes, especially on that thing we call TV. It doesn't make it right. No greater joy have the apostle did he have than to hear that one is walking in the truth. So it could be that perhaps Gaius was converted by John. Proverbs 23:24. Anyone that'd like to read that? Proverbs 23:24, way back there.
will be glad in him.
Yes. Those who beget, be glad. A wise son will be glad in him. So first they have to endure the teenage years, as Larry says. Well, you like to stuff them in a barrel and let them back out when they're 22? No, not necessarily. There are exceptions to the rule. Josiah, he's a wonderful boy. At Texas A&M now, is he? He's praying that he will stay on this course. He was baptized into Christ a few years ago. Want that to stay within him, the way. Water's down back there. Lenny asked me to take care of the baptistry. I'm going to have to look into that. Brethren, to Gaius, he says, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. So he had a generous hospitality. Whatever you do. So whatever we do in all interactions with people has what Peter writes, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Your good works which they observe. It's so much better to know people who are in the Lord. And it can be hard to love those who are not in the Lord, can't it? Oh, I know some very good people. They do good. They don't speak bad about others. They don't work evil. Yet, they don't really believe in the Word. And they're not obedient. And it can be hard to love them when there is no spirituality in the life. You probably know what I'm talking about. I'm sure everyone does. Revelation. Now, Revelations, as maybe said on it, has 14:12-14. Would anyone like to read that? Revelation 14:12-14.
Here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like a son of man. A golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand.
So blessed are those who die in the Lord, for their deeds, their good works do follow them. Are we saved by works? We know that we are not saved by works. We're saved by the grace that is in the Lord. And how thankful can we be for that? Yet our approach is, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what it is our duty to do. But those who have gone in the Lord, they are in a good position, I must say again.
the general correctness of their life will follow them. So Gaius did what was good for the brethren. And we know that we are to do good to all, especially, yes, those who are the household of faith, yes. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the hearts have been refreshed by you, brother. So Paul was writing to Philemon, about Philemon's good work and how he stimulated and made the saints more encouraged and what they had to face. Their lives were on the line. Nevertheless, there it is again. You don't deny the way of truth. Jesus said, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Be faithful unto death, regardless. And they bore witness of the charity of Gaius. So it's likely that the brethren returned to John to bear witness of the honorable testimony of Gaius. To which church, as is written in 3 John, it's not known for certain. Perhaps Ephesus? To send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God. Now what is worthy of God? Romans 16:1. Who would like to read about Phoebe? Not Phoebe Snow, no. Different Phoebe in the Bible. Romans 16:1. I implore Iodia, and I implore Sympathy to be of the same mind in the Lord. Oh, that's great. That's right. And I urge you also, true companions, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are where? The Book of Life. That's where we want to be. And the role of women in the church is no less than that of men. The Lord has said it's got to be this way, so that's why it's that way. Unless you're a Seventh-day Adventist. And there again, adhere to the truth. Regardless, there's no need to question why God made it so. Well, we know why. Because Eve was deceived. And Adam was not deceived. But the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression. So there's a reason why the Lord made these things. Yes, we take the repercussion of Adam. Here we go. We have to work every day according to the system. Perhaps looking forward to retirement. Perhaps not. So they were sent forth on their journey in a manner worthy of God. How is that so? Gaius would facilitate their travels, their hospitality. Perhaps even he would personally accompany them in every way practical. So he was a help, just as the women were a help, a keystone in the arch. Keyway. Is that what you call it, Mark? Keyway. They're calling Mark. Stop. Keyway?
A keystone.
Keystone, that's it. And it's incredible how they built what they did. So, we are therefore fellow workers for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does, praying against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. So, yeah, have you ever known someone who wants preeminence? That was Diotrephes. What is the most common word in the English? It's a pronoun, English dialect. I, which is essential to use. We've got to communicate, tell of ourselves. But you can tell the one who wants preeminence in this particular job, especially in the workforce. You'll tell who wants preeminence. And their every statement is usually about themselves. It's common to speak about yourself. That's good and great and wonderful, especially if it's a Christian. I want to hear it. But you know the person who speaks preeminence. I've seen it on the job. And if you haven't been in the workforce, you'll find out what it is. He does not receive us, forbids those. They walk in arrogance. I made a mistake. Oh, I complimented a Texan. And sure enough, this preacher, next Sunday, I know I'm good. And he went about his talking about how he could have applied at different congregations and that sort of thing. Texas arrogance is loathsome. Not that all Texans are loathsome. No, it's not about them being loathsome. But arrogance, the Lord does not like arrogance. Do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Demetrius had a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. Demetrius. Way to go, Demetrius. So, rushing over this short book, but there's more. Peace to you. Our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. Friends, I will remember you, think of you, and pray for you. And when another day is due, I'll still be friends with you. Went to Florida College, and that's what the band would sing after every performance. Thank you for your kind attention.